Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
On every network, there's one podcast that adults whisper about and children are meant to avoid.
Oh my God.
It's the B-Movie Breakdown. God. A weekly podcast where we find the humor and enjoyment in awesomely bad films of the past and present. Home of the good, the bad, the what the fuck. Each week's movie will be revealed on the prior episode, so you too can join in on the madness.
It's mad.
You can listen to us on our website, bnbpodcast.com, on iTunes, or any other podcast app you may have. Each episode drops every Wednesday right here on the FCF Network.
Hey everybody, it's The Voice, and I am back on the couch. It's Thanksgiving time, and that can only mean one thing for me. I have to sit down and watch my favorite Thanksgiving movie, and we're going to do it for Drunk at the Movies. I am talking about 1987, the John Hughes classic starring Steve Martin and the fantastic John Candy. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So, we're doing a John Hughes movie. I had two guys who threw their hat in the ring, said they wanted to be a part of this one. Of course, our most frequent guest on DATM, Daryl, welcome back.
Oh, man.
Good to see you.
You're in your usual spot to the right of me.
That's right.
And to my left, for the second time on Drunk at the Movies, you heard him last on UHF, our most downloaded episode of Drunk at the Movies as of now. Could change.
Yeah, I think this might be the game changer.
Groucho from the Beer Report, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back, and I'm glad to do the show with Daryl.
Likewise.
What about me? Fuck you.
You're the host. You're going to be here regardless. I mean, if somebody else were the host, that would be even more interesting. I'll give it that.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean,
Shots fired.
We tried to get Chud out here today.
Yeah, we did.
Chud pulled out the kid card on us, so screw that.
You know what? My kids won't keep me from drinking. So, we're here. We're on the couch. We're going to watch the movie. Get your DVD copy ready if you don't have it. Go to fcfnetwork.com, the Amazon portal we've got. Just look in the show notes. Click that sumbitch. Go to Amazon. Buy a DVD copy. Get it sent to you. 2-day shipping. When you buy something on Amazon through that, us at the FCF Network, we get a little bit of a kickback at no extra expense to you. I did all my Christmas shopping through that. So help us out at no extra expense. So get your copy of Planes, Trains ready, because we're hitting play in 3, 2, 1. All right. So we've got a jet engine accelerating while the Paramount logo...
We don't see this anymore, do we?
No, that's old school.
Yeah.
And we're going to drink this beer. This is the Hazelutely Choctabulous from Rogue. We got a little here to
candy bar and bottle.
It is. So, do you guys have any other Thanksgiving movies that you enjoy? It's a small amount of movies. Christmas has tons.
Yeah.
Halloween has tons.
That's true.
Thanksgiving, it's a small...
I'm in a
small amount.
I actually do. I've got this one, which is like my top Thanksgiving one. And then this is weird. Barry Levinson's Avalon.
Oh, that is weird.
I don't even know if I've seen that.
That's like about a little foreign kid, isn't it?
No, it's about a Jewish family in Baltimore during the 40s.
Okay.
And it's an immigrant. It's like a coming to America story.
Yes.
And when you think of garbage, think of Akeem. That kind of coming to
him? No.
Oh, okay.
It's a little more.
What are you doing? Have you played that one?
We haven't done that one. Sexual Chocolate, please. Will be on the show.
Yeah. Ladies, just let your soul glow.
So there's Ferris Bueller's
dad.
That's right.
They're sitting in this boardroom doing a really long meeting. The boss does not care.
Is it an ad agency? Is that?
Yeah,
right?
Okay. I believe so. He's wanting to get home for the holidays because apparently. He lives really far away from his job, which that seems depressing.
Okay, John Hughes nerd stuff right now.
Yeah, here we go.
That guy he's a Gleason. I don't think he's a Jackie Gleason.
I don't think it's Jackie.
But it's I think he is a Gleason. He is also in the John Hughes film She's Having a Baby,
which somebody else who will later be in the movie was also in. That's probably the John Hughes movie I've seen the least.
I love that one.
I think I've only seen it once.
I'm with you. I don't think I've ever seen it more than once.
Phenomenal film. And watch it again. If you haven't seen it in a long time, just to watch the scene where, like, the Kate Bush song, This Woman's Workplace. Well,
yeah. Oh, my God. Later. There's a. I love that song.
Amazing.
Is that the conception scene?
No. No, it's when she's in delivery.
Okay, gotcha.
But that guy, the boss in this scene here, just he has a great line in that movie. He goes, because Kevin Bacon is grilling for his in-laws. He's one of the in-laws.
Yeah.
And he flips a steak on the ground, and nobody's looking, so he puts it back on
the grill. Yeah, 5-second rule.
And then his dad gets it, or his father-in-law, and he's got a great line. Boy, Jake, you're quite the barbecue chef. And I don't know why I love it.
That does sound. That sounds like a Jackie Gleason there.
He kind of has that voice, and I just love it.
So here we go. Everybody is trying to get a cab. And is that Del's trunk in the back we just saw there briefly?
Oh, Del Griffith?
Yeah, I think so. I saw a familiar trunk.
And this is New York.
Peeking out in the background. Yes. Oh, he's in New York. Bacon. And there's a feathered hair, footloose and fancy free Kevin Bacon.
That's like a 30-year pre-love, I love Dick there, right there. Do you watch that show at all?
I Love Dick? Oh, on Amazon?
Yeah.
I have not watched it yet.
Oh, my God, it's creepy.
I thought that was a different kind of show.
No. As creepy as the close-up on Kevin Bacon's eyes just were there.
Those eyes said, I love Dick.
Nice Chevrolet Citation, by the way. That was nice.
So we got Steve Martin here cutting through the pack like Walter Payton. Sweetness himself didn't have better sidesteps than that.
Also, this is 87, but Steve Martin's kind of like throwing it back with the old fedora.
Yeah, he's got the look.
Steve Martin always looked old because of the gray hair.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Those black eyebrows, man. He always felt like he dyed those things.
Yeah.
He probably still does.
He's a hell of a banjo player.
He is.
I do like his music.
But you thought it was a novelty thing, but it's
he's legit.
He commits to it.
He's the next Del McCrory, man.
And Kevin Bacon steals a...
Got the cab because he tripped over a trunk here with a bunch of stickers. None of them breweries.
That's like George Bailey level of stickers right there.
Del Griffith. It looks like the side of my fridge. So, Thanksgiving movies. I think the only other one I can think of off the top of my head is a Katie Holmes vehicle. It's an indie film called Pieces of April.
Oh, that's a great movie.
It is. It's depressing because
her parents hate her boyfriend.
Yeah, he's black.
I don't remember. I don't think
it's a really good movie.
And the mom's got cancer.
Yeah,
Patricia Clarkson, I believe, plays her mother.
I do.
Good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's very heavy though. So that's what I'm saying. Like this movie, you can watch every year and you come away feeling good.
Are you saying it's too heavy for Daryl?
Maybe. I was out at Katie Holmes, but go ahead. I'm listening.
Katie Holmes.
She on the wall of fame?
She. Oh no, she's not. She was. I had to take Katie Holmes off the wall to make room for somebody else. But Katie Holmes, there's a signed 8x10 in the studio. It's just not on the wall yet. Okay. So, loved me some Joey Potter back in the day. And then Tom Cruise turned her into a Scientologist, and I lost interest. My thetan levels are not strong enough for that shit.
No, I just did a quick search, but I was sure that...
Of Katie Holmes?
Planes, Trains, Automobiles, I was sure this was a Amazon or Netflix movie. I think they take it off conveniently when Thanksgiving rolls around.
Yeah, probably.
They always do that.
Up until October, you can probably watch this for free on Netflix.
Now, his briefcase got run over, did not withstand being run over by two cars. Samsonite?
Well, there's no gorilla out there throwing around.
Yeah.
That was a classic ad.
I'll throw you another one here. Another great Thanksgiving film that I forget about.
There's the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, but that's not a movie.
Well,
I love when they eat jelly beans and popcorn.
It has its place.
Yeah.
Dutch, which is another John Hughes film.
Yes, I forgot about that
not
one.
I'm a fan of Dutch. I think.
Well, then you won't be over for that John Hughes movie, but
it is on
the shelf over there.
Okay.
Daryl and I will watch that.
I was a Married with Children fan, and it just, you know, when to watch My favorite TV dad go to that role. Just it's too much.
We have a little bowl-cutted Lawrence brother here, the middle Lawrence brother. Joey, of course, from Blossom.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Give Me a Break. That is his younger brother, Matthew, who later appeared on Boy Meets World.
Nice call. Yeah,
then there was a third Lawrence brother, Andrew, I think, and he was on another show. I think Joey had his own show at that point, because that was the only way for him to get work. So
Del Griffith's wife there on the phone. Remember when, like,
that's not Del Griffith's wife.
I'm sorry, not Neil Pages.
Yes.
Remember when, like, if you were running late or something happened, like you had
this to be before cell phones.
Yeah, you had to have someplace with a phone
Absolutely.
To call home. Yeah. So it's like, if you didn't hear from
on
somebody...
On the telephone!
This looks like the terminal at the Amtrak station.
Telephone.
Have you been to the Amtrak station?
The Canadian Mounted. I want to make note of the book he's reading here.
You know, I've never noticed that.
The Canadian Mounted. Smut.
I've never noticed that either.
Smut fiction there.
That's my favorite clip there.
The recognition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's the schmo in the taxi. Here
you
we go.
You know, his mustache looks a lot like yours.
Is that why you trimmed your facial hair?
Maybe. Maybe.
I've never sold anything in my life. I hailed a cab on Park Avenue this time.
This is actually John Candy's favorite movie.
Was it really?
Yes.
How about Was?
Oh.
You're
going too soon.
Now, I knew you.
Only the Lonely was like my favorite John Candy.
Really?
Right here. Yeah. I was going to bust it out.
Because I love Maureen O'Hara, for one.
She's great. It's another... John Hughes produced it, but Chris Columbus, a la Home Alone, I think directed it.
He's done a lot of stuff.
I love Great Outdoors.
Great stuff.
The Great Outdoors is good, but it doesn't hold up like...
Only the Lonely is great because being a bigger gentleman who...
You wanted L.A. Sheedy?
Well, yes.
She has dandruff.
Yes. Does she really?
No. She did in one movie.
Okay, so she's got dandruff. I'll look past it. She also like makes pixie sticks.
I have dandruff,
Breakfast Club. Yeah. But I like that because John Candy, you can tell, it's just that warm, funny, genuine person.
Yes.
And that's like a serious role where he actually gets like a romantic lead.
It's not so much of a comedy as, it is a little bit of a romance. I'll give you that because...
No Uncle Buck.
And...
It is not an Uncle Buck.
The whole thing with the Chicago thing where he's tied into like...
The
ball field and the firefighters and
bold
everything.
Style.
I mean, it is great. And the Greek.
Anthony Quinn?
Yes.
Rose, come to my bed.
Yes.
You will never leave.
Zorba, that's what I was thinking of.
Zorba the Greek.
I spoke with my heart, not with my head.
I have that on DVD. Great film. I'm glad somebody else...
I need to borrow that.
I'll bring it.
Then.
I'll bring it.
Now, I've had a crush on Maureen O'Hara since The Parent Trap. I thought she was like the... When she put that green dress on with that red hair, I was just like, holy Christ.
Or like The Quiet Man.
Or Quiet McClintic. Man, yes.
There's some stuff. She was beautiful.
Yeah, she was.
She's a beaut, Clark.
Yeah, she was a beaut.
And I love it, too. And this is everybody. The wonderful part about this movie is that
everybody's been there at some point.
A terrible like travel story.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Everybody can tell you one. Oh, O'Hare.
That's pretty
it's
common.
The same shit all the time. Yeah.
30 years later, nothing changed. So John Candy, I have a very big sweet spot for him because my childhood best friend. My quote uncle unquote Eric always reminded me of John Candy.
Yeah.
Like they had that same type of personality, very jovial, same body type, and just when I see John Candy, I think of my friend's dad, and we would go on fishing trips and visit and stuff. So yeah, I love John Candy. He's a favorite of mine, and. Oh, we got the old guy.
Oh, yeah.
He shows up later in Home Alone.
That's right.
Little cameo.
That's right.
When Maureen, Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara.
A different O'Hara.
No relation.
Yes.
But red
hair. She's trying to get back home to visit Kevin, rescue him, and yeah.
Because she's, a terrible
She's
parent.
Got tons of earrings, dangly ones. That's the same dude.
She's got lots of earrings.
So evidently, John Hughes, fan of that guy.
He was in Spaceballs. I'll go through the...
John Candy?
Yeah.
He's Barf.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He had a ton of movies, really.
Stripes? Not Stripes.
He was in Stripes.
Yeah, Stripes.
Yeah.
He mud wrestles. Oh, now this is a huge faux pas.
He was in Hercules in New York. You know that?
You know, with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's got credit for it, so I'm almost interested to watch that.
He took his socks off in a plane.
That's gross.
I don't even do that in my car.
No.
That's pretty foul. Middle seat blues, right?
Yep. And Neil Page, like, Steve Martin's character in this is so uptight, but that's what makes him great because...
Yes.
It's everything is, like, the worst thing ever.
They're like... $6 in my right nut. They're an odd couple, you know?
Yeah. Hot to Trot was a terrible movie.
That was Bobcat Goldthwait vehicle.
Yeah. Volunteers was actually fairly enjoyable, I always thought.
Was that a Harold Ramis movie?
I don't know. That was with Tom Hanks. They were like in Siam or something like that.
Speaking of Tom Hanks, a friend of mine, it's Christmas, or not Christmas, I mean, it's Thanksgiving. A friend of mine is having a get-together the day after, on Black Friday, and they are calling it T. Hanksgiving. And everybody is coming to the party dressed as a different Tom Hanks character.
Where do you find these people with that much time on their hands?
I thought that was working.
I will be too.
I appreciated that on a pun level.
Yeah.
And as a party idea. It's like,
but let's figure out a way to shoehorn one more holiday in between the holidays. Yeah. Okay.
So they're doing their Friendsgiving with T. Hanks.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah.
Do you want to reveal what you're going dressed as, or
I'm not going. It's a coworker and their group of friends. My coworker is going as A League of Their Own, Tom Hanks.
Oh, Jimmy Dugan.
Yes.
Avoid the clap, Jimmy
There's
Dugan.
No crying in baseball.
I asked if anybody was going as Castaway Tom Hanks, because that would take a lot of preparation.
It's just a volleyball with a bloody
hand. No. You would have to grow your beard and your hair for like half a year in preparation.
You could be the just landed Tom Hanks.
No. You got to go method on that one and make it real. I would probably go with Big Tom Hanks.
Mm. Excellent.
So I could just act like a child all night.
Josh Baskin.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he passes.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Another John Hughes favorite, Ben Stein. Nobody's winning his money yet.
Mueller.
He is just letting everybody know things are canceled. So we have a huge queue at the phone here.
Jimmy Kimmel. I listened to an interview with Jimmy Kimmel the other day, and he was talking about Ben Stein and how much it bothered Ben Stein that, you know, when he would lose a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just thought, that's not right. And Kimball's like, no, you have to lose every once in a while.
Ben Stein in real life is kind of a jagoff.
I believe that.
I'm just going to say, like, he's...
Have you met him?
A touch of... No.
Okay.
I forgot to say what we're drinking.
This is delicious, by the way.
This is a
pipey pipe.
Pipe Works in a Tampa Bay Brewing Company collaboration called Fish Food. It is a Kumquat IPA from Pipe Works.
It's very good.
And Tampa Bay Brewing Company. Did you purchase this locally?
I did.
At that place we mentioned in Drunken Lullabies?
Correct, I did.
Yeah, well, this one didn't sit on the shelf for too long. So there you go. Pretty good.
So he called home and he called the Braidwood Inn.
And I have been to the Braidwood Inn.
In beautiful Braidwood, Illinois.
It's now called the Sun Motel.
Oh, yeah. That's when we pass on 55. We call it out.
Yep. We'll see it here shortly. The rock wall is still there. When I went up, I made a Facebook post and stopped and snapped a picture and made that exact quote. While you were calling home, I called the Braidwood Inn. And you were probably one of the first people to like that status. And anybody who did, I'm like,
I didn't see it, cool. But I would have appreciated it.
They get the reference. Because I didn't say, oh, hey, this is where Planes, Trains, and Automobiles was filmed. And I look at it every time I drive by, because it's literally right off
the Sun Motel, 55. Yeah.
There's an adult bookstore, I think, in the same exit.
You've dug very deep.
The billboards are right next to each other. It looks like a swanky joint. But they're on their way to the Sun Motel, hanging out with the taxi. There it is, the Braidwood Inn.
What's funny, too, is like...
He's Frank from Billy Madison.
Yeah, or Crazy Carl.
That's it. Frank's the other guy.
That's also
Norm MacDonald.
He's a Chicago-based character actor, and he's also in the Gregory Hines Billy Crystal vehicle, Running Scared.
Oh, I love Running Scared.
He's like the guy in the garage, Ace, who gives them the bulletproof windows in the car.
So yes, they're now at the Braidwood Inn, which
underrated movie.
Running Scared,
one of my favorites.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Love that too.
They're not They're saying they're in Kansas. They ain't in Kansas.
No, they ain't Kansas.
Now, the interior shots here, I'm going
to... Are they legitimate from the
movie? I'm not sure if that's the same place or not, because, I mean, they got the neon in the window. But it seems weird that they would choose to do exteriors one place and interiors another.
Well, I think...
So...
We'll have to
check. And Freckles has brought us our very own Casey's Pizza.
They should be sponsor spotlight.
So, we will now be dining... on a fresh pepperoni pizza.
This here's a timepiece here.
The Diners Club. Do you see that?
Not only the Diners Club card, but like the back slider. In the day when you ran a credit card, it was not like a swipey
swipe. Right.
It was like the carbon paper.
Where do I put my PIN number in there?
Right. Dude. Is that the chip in it? No. It's just a swipe thing. And guess what? If you're a fraudster, you wouldn't find out until...
Okay, you just used an actual... Like, that's what they call them at the bank.
Fraudsters?
Fraudsters. And I'm like, okay, for what they're doing, that is such a stupid name.
It's kind of
like, it sounds like in 1920s, hey, those fraudsters are on the lookout.
You know good name.
Yeah, they're ripping people off left and right. You beware those fraudsters. They need to come up with something better, but that's actually what we call people.
I didn't know, so I just threw it out.
But I refuse to call them that.
Daryl, looks like the realty photos from your new house.
It is, actually. It was fully furnished when we moved in. I also love this because my parents... about this time period, we would go to Florida and we'd stay in Scottish inns, which were like...
Oh, yeah, 1995 in Knoxville, cheap. Tennessee. Yeah.
Yep. And so it was like every place we ran into was like $39.99 a night.
Yep.
And this is what it looked like.
Yep.
Have you ever slept in a bed with another man who's not a direct relative?
Twice.
I don't recall.
Cause they're,
why not?
They've got the weird song and dance thing going here.
The awkward, who's going
to... Yeah, when I would go to Comic-Con in Chicago, I would have to share a bed all the time. But it was with my cousin. And we had another guy that stayed with us, and we would rotate, because my cousin and I were comfortable sleeping in the same bed. But the other guy, not so much. So we would, you know, like, oh, well, you get the Murphy bed tonight. We'll take the regular, and then we'll swap it up. Oh, no, he's got the soap in his eyes.
Yeah.
Look at the grout. Look at the grout in that tub. That is so gross.
Oh, yeah. It is disgusting, isn't it? I like the little plant thing in the corner, too. You wouldn't see that in a hotel.
Is that Caroline
Bray? Cigarette smoke in the cigarette there.
What's the nastiest hotel you guys are... Sorry, motel you guys are staying in? When and where, name?
Oh, that's a good question.
I've stayed a lot of hotels.
Mine is the Budget Host Inn in Colby, Kansas, and it looked like 10 times worse than this. Carpet, gross. I mean, just like I needed a Purell bath.
Actually, we just stayed at a Westin out in San Diego, and there was fleas in the room.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, no. My kids were saying there was something weird going on, and we left them that in the room, and then we came back from dinner that night, and I'm sitting there in the bed, and it's all white. Everything's white. I see little black dots. I'm like... Holy shit, there was fleas all over the place.
Oh, no.
It was the most disgusting thing. And I feel really bad because people at the front desk have no clue what's going on. People before me. But yeah, there was fleas everywhere in that room.
I stayed at a Red Roof Inn in Indianapolis with my cousin. We were on a road trip, a really cool road trip. And that was one of our stopovers. There was like a pit bull in the lobby.
That's and a good sign right there.
There was a lot of weird shit going on. He wanted to take a nap when we got there in the afternoon, and I went on a beer scavenger hunt to find three Floyds around the area. And, yeah, it was slightly dicey area, but
sketchy.
It was just a stopover until we got to Ohio. So
you live to tell about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't recall ever having to sleep. I mean, I camp out a lot when we go. We do road trips with employees and customers, but it's always tents. So, I mean, I've been in some sketchy areas where we're always in a tent.
I had no idea those beer cans were going to go like that.
He knocked beers over with the vibrating bed. I don't think I've ever been in a place that had a vibrating bed. I haven't been to that level.
Well, it's your age, because back in the day... It was pretty common.
The Scottish Inn in Chattanooga, Tennessee had them. And I remember we used it one time just because it was like
fun.
We thought it'd be fun.
Yeah.
And it was just weird. So it was like a one and done. It was like, all right, let's go to bed.
When I was younger, and we were on family trips, I hated sleeping next to my sister because I don't move a lot. I was used to sleeping on a twin mattress. I find one position, I fall asleep, I wake up almost in the same position. She, however, had a full-size bed. So there were many times I would get punched, kicked, slapped in her sleep. And that's not a vacation to me. So I would let her have the bed. I would sleep on a hotel floor wrapped up in the bedspread, which were just putting me in contact with so many germs and diseases, sleeping on a hotel carpet floor wrapped up in a bedspread that's never washed. But, you know...
Are they cleared up by now? Or
I think so. I think so, yeah.
Got some vaccines.
I don't get sick much.
That's...
I built up my immunities at an early age.
And this is what I deal with. I have two teenagers. I have a 14 and 16-year-old, a boy and a girl. I'll sleep with my son.
Clearing the
sinuses. And while my wife sleeps with my daughter. So that's bad enough. I mean, that's like sleeping with a stranger. Having to sleep with your 14-year-old son. Because believe me.
And he's awake doing this. This isn't him snoring. He's cleaning his sinuses out.
Poor guy's trying to get to bed.
Yeah. Making horrible noises. But we have an iconic scene coming up here soon.
I have the pillows. Oh, sorry. Yep. I didn't mean to give it away.
It's all right.
God damn it. Just loses it.
What? If I don't clear my sinuses, I'll snore all night. Gee, if your kid spills his milk, what do? Slap him in the head?
What? Hey, this beer is amazing, by the way. I'm telling you. Loving it.
Stuff.
Good call, Daryl.
Thank you.
Starting with ripping off my cab. God, you're a tight ass. Don't you like a mouthful of teeth?
I already have one.
I use that a lot.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Like, I think knocked out teeth.
Like, I'll knock your teeth out?
But technically, they're still in your mouth.
You mess up the bathroom. Well, who let you stay in the room? I even let you pay for it so you wouldn't feel like an intruder, which you most certainly are. Oh, I'm an intruder. Yes, you're an intruder. I was having a perfectly nice trip until you walked into my life. I walked into your life. Who was that who talked my ear off on the plane? Who was that? I'm curious. Well, who told you to book a room? I did, out of the goodness of my dumb old heart. Boy, you're an ungrateful jackass. Well, go ahead, sleep in the lobby, see if I care.
I hope you wake up so stiff you can't even move.
You got a free cab, you got a free room. Someone who'll listen to your boring story.
This is fantastic, I mean, right here.
Didn't you notice on the plane when you started talking, I started reading the vomit bag?
Our friend Andrew from Judge Delaney posted this whole quote on his page yesterday. I'm like, I'm watching that tomorrow.
You choose things that are funny or mildly amusing or
it's funny is a friend of mine got on Twitter a couple years ago. He started posting like little things, little notes, like loading a plane. Plane's delayed, getting a rental car. Mm-hmm. And he did the whole sequence of plane, trains, and automobiles through Twitter all day long.
Man.
And about halfway through the day, I'm like, people this is hilarious. Yeah, but it was the funniest thing in the world.
That's a lot of thinking, right?
It really was. I mean, I give him credit. He's a creative guy. It's a lot of work.
They say, how can you stand it?
I've been with Del Griffith. I can't take anything.
You know what that'd say? Shower curtain ring guy. It's like going on a date with a chatty cat.
And here's the part where if you have a soul and you see the tears welling in Jeff's eyes, oh shit.
I'm on his side now.
Yeah.
Yep. So here we go. He's.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories.
He's already feeling it.
Here's a good idea.
Have a point.
It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
It just got real, guys.
It did. But I still can't appreciate that mustache.
Damn it.
No, I'm sorry. Yours I can, Daryl.
What about the perm?
But the perm, and yeah, see, as a John Cathy aficionado, the hair and
don't hurt it.
Right ahead if it makes you feel any better. I'm an easy target. Yeah, you're right. I talk too much.
And the music underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also listen too much. I can be a cold-hearted cynic like you. I don't like to hurt people's feelings. You think what you want about me. I'm not changing.
I like me.
My wife likes me.
My customers like me. Because I'm the real article.
Here's where he gets his groove
what
back.
What you see is what you get.
Even as a little kid, I watched that. I was like, I was speechless.
Yeah. That's a goosebump moment.
It is.
Yeah.
Is that real soundtrack song there, or is that just something made up?
No, this is a real... This is,
that's a score.
This is some score?
Yeah.
Also, like, I found... I'm such an idiot. I was spending a bunch of time, like a year ago, trying to find the song where they're on the truck later. I'll point it out.
Yeah.
All right. Because I don't think it has, like, a soundtrack.
Right.
It's got some Ray Charles. It's got some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, all the interstitial, I like that stuff. I would listen to that.
Really?
Yeah, my wife's like, why do you listen to, like, this is such a stupid thing to be looking for. And he humbly crawls back into bed with Del, realizing his transgressions, and sleeps in his puddle of beer.
Dude, a hotel double bed, there's nothing worse than that. I mean, even nowadays, they're brutal.
They're rough.
You can feel every spring.
I forgot about the part where...
Okay. I forgot about this, too.
Is that a female?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Is that a leather ball cap?
The money's going to go in the hair in the hat here in a second, I think.
Similar to Dutch, where the women also robbed them.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. John Hughes must have been robbed by a woman.
I wonder if that pig farm is still across from the Sun Motel.
Isn't it an antique store?
I don't know.
No, the antique store is the next exit down, isn't it?
Is it the adult film store?
Yeah.
That's Dustin. He knows all about it.
Oh, Chiclets.
Yeah, Chiclets, man.
Is that MGD?
What are the cigarettes?
MGD.
Yeah, they're Kent's.
All right, so here's one of the most quoted.
All right, now we be ones. Quiet.
We're panning over. They are snuggled in bed together. You think that's a comforter, but no, it's just John Candy's arm and body enveloping.
His PJs look like the drapes.
Mm-hmm. They do.
And he's smooching on his ear. Uh-oh. A moment of realization.
Del. Hey. Hey. Why did you kiss my ear? Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows.
Those aren't pillows.
The dance, the Steve Martin dance, like the great. Yeah. I think I've done that dance before. Uh-huh.
So how about those bears?
Talk about the bears real quick.
See that Bears game last week?
Gonna go all the way.
Hell of a game.
We're gonna go all the way. Oh, yeah.
And then right here, follow it up.
Look at the tile. Now we're getting all skanky on the tile, Daryl.
It's so disgusting.
The underwear in the sink here.
Hey, Neil.
socks.
That's right.
Who does that?
Nobody. But here's the underwear.
Yeah. And believe me.
And you can tell he's Canadian. Take my socks out of the sink.
Socks. He's Second City guy.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
Toronto?
He's part of that whole crew.
Eugene Levy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Mr. The guy, Eyebrows.
The guy with the pointy, Martin Short.
Ed Grimley?
Yep. Yeah.
Joe Flaherty?
Their kitchen's actually very progressive.
Their kitchen is nice. That's what I love too about.
Dude, the smokes the whole time. We could
Not
be on the
anymore.
Airplane, we could be in the restaurant. I love all the plants all over the restaurant here. It's how you could choke through the smoky airs and have a little plant there.
Right.
Better about it.
Do you remember back in
the day? Look at the cat, the bobcat. Yeah.
Some good old taxidermy there.
Yeah.
There's some more up on the wall behind.
Her hair is some taxidermy too.
There's a lot of blush going on there.
So they started in New York. They end up in Wichita.
See, and that's the hard departure.
That's backtracking.
When you know the last hotel was Chicago, it's hard to put yourself and remove yourself because you're always like, oh, they were in Chicago.
Yeah, exactly. It's what's like another John Hughes film, the original Lampoon's Vacation, where they're driving to East St. Louis and they're going the opposite way on the bridge. And you're like, no, that's not how it goes. This is where he accuses him of stealing.
Yeah.
You know goddamn well what.
Sorry, I don't.
Why carry that much cash?
Because it's 1987.
I guess.
Yeah.
Because you don't have credit cards.
Right. There was no Apple Pay.
Right. No PayPal.
Look at that guy's hat on the far left.
Who? Captain?
Yeah.
Captain Tennille.
Yeah, Tennille's right in front of him.
I mean, he should have
buttoned. In the Bob Denver Gilligan cap.
Yeah, he should have buttoned the front.
Love will keep them together.
But it really didn't. They ended up getting divorced.
They did.
263, right? Uh-oh.
What?
This is great right here.
We were robbed. Do you think so?
here we go. Sitting outside the Braidwood Inn. You can recreate that photo now.
You just need a...
The sign's not there, though.
You need a rusted out 76 Coupe de Ville.
Yeah, look at that thing, man.
And get a trunk. But that rock wall is still exactly like that.
Do you think that's faux, Daryl, or do you think that's original?
That's a stone veneer.
Oh, okay.
Great stuff. Unfortunately, it does us no good here.
Oh, yeah. I love the parking of those cars. We should pause it and just identify each other.
Geek out.
Yeah.
But that's what's funny is like...
Oh, here comes Gus's son.
Yeah.
Oh,
the boy.
This
is not him, is
it? He's got a sinus problem, too.
he does.
He really does.
People train. This is my little brother's favorite character.
Gus's son.
He's so disturbing.
Does he even have a real name?
Remember the
Gus's
rubber
son?
Boots with those glass when you were a kid, like flipping those things?
Honchos. This is Owen, Gus's son.
Okay.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
And I've seen that guy in other stuff before, but he's so gross.
Dude, look at that old coal mine in the background.
Impression. Yeah, that's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Are you Gus's son?
I'm Owen.
The Central Illinois used to be littered with those old coal mines in the back. You used to see it all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
They bulldozed all those.
Yeah, Delker. How are you? This is Neil Page from
Chicago. A little tobacco juice on the hand while I shake it.
Please wait.
The look in his eye.
I'm to drive you to Wichita to catch a train.
Yeah, we'd appreciate it. Train don't run out of Wichita.
Lesson, you're a hog.
Lesson, you're a hog or a cattle.
Train runs out of Stubville. That'll be fine. That'll be just fine.
This part here,
get your lazy behind out here. It
doesn't matter. She's pregnant.
Yeah, right. You got the baby.
She did. Very happy. She didn't scream or nothing.
Short and skinny, but she's strong. Baby, come out sideways.
She's
green or nothing. Isn't that something? We've got it.
Unbelievable.
All right, and his real name is Dylan Baker. He's been in tons of stuff. He was in like Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
But yeah,
he's in one called Happiness, which is with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh yeah,
just completely.
It's a messed up movie.
Yeah, and he plays one of the worst characters. He's in Road to Perdition. He plays like a bookkeeper.
Oh yeah,
another fantastic movie.
That's one of my favorites.
That is great.
Based on the graphic novel.
Yeah, you have to wonder when you see like lines like that stuff now if stuff would get made today. That same abusive brutalness.
No,
you know.
But yeah, he played. In Spider-Man 2 and I think 3, he played Dr. Kirk Connors, who later becomes the Lizard.
Right.
But yeah, that's Owen. Oh, we got some Amish people there. You know, horse and buggy.
And that's, what is that, Grouch? Is that like a 69 Chevy C10 pickup or something?
Late 60s? Yeah, I'd say late 60s, early 70s. Look at that.
Somebody
just died in Bloomington or Lincoln.
It's time for
because
the
they were too
part.
Close to the yellow line with their cell phone.
Really?
Sucked in under
a train station.
Yeah.
This is real life.
Yeah, real life. Just happened here. You can look up in local police reports. But that's the cool thing about trains versus airplanes. You got to be like right there as they roll in.
You can hear them, see them, and feel them. Unless you're playing Pokemon Go or something.
Yeah, but who gets
sucked? Not to minimize, you know,
Pokemon Go.
No, not to minimize their life.
No.
but it's like, still ridiculous if, you know, if you're not paying attention as the train rolls in.
Oh, the motel thief was a guy. Sorry. Well, it was just like a long-haired guy.
Okay. It was the 80s.
His name was Gary Reilly.
So John Hughes.
His only credits, he was in Stand By Me. He was in Back to the Future. But he played like...
Was he a thief in all of them?
Second kid in one, kid number one.
I like the burning trash barrel in the background. Do you think that's a standard thing back in the
80s? Guy number one in Back to the Future. So, yeah.
I love the scene, too, where they're on the train because it's like... It's like Amtrak, but not because of copyright infringement or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they couldn't get any company to like sign off because it's all shitty.
Look at her sweater.
Right.
Delivery.
Every girl I ever went out with in high school wore a sweater.
Had that sweater.
Yeah.
Now it's part of the ugly sweater Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like somebody at your office shows up with it.
Hey, let's wear something really nice to the school dance. That sweater would show up, you know.
It's picture day.
No big shoulders.
He's not interested. Look at the big hair in that.
I saw it. I was eyeballing her.
No, that doesn't sound good. Thus concludes the train portion of our movie.
It was pretty short.
For the most part.
What's it called? Contract?
Contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, because imagine if you were like any kind of transportation company, you would not want to be part of this film because...
Well, and the engineers would hop off the train, you know, and walk away, because that would be normal operating procedure.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, let's evacuate the train.
It's going to
blow.
In
the middle of nowhere.
All right, so here's a weird blurb. I don't know whether to believe this or not. The original plot involved Del being a bungling vampire bent on trying to get Neil to invite him into his family's house. John Hughes was so impressed with the on-screen chemistry that he removed the vampire plot from the script in favor of the more wholesome Thanksgiving theme. That sounds like bullshit to me.
That's like somebody Wikipedia...
Yeah, but yet it's available on IMDb.
It'd be
trivia.
Awesome if it were like Gary Oldman. You know, as Del. Totally creepy.
Steve Martin and Gary Oldman.
Sid Vicious. Traveling with the Jerk. He hates these cats. You got to smack.
Yeah. That, you know, when Gary Oldman is Dracula with the Winona Ryder movie,
right.
You know, he's Dracula.
Want to hurt me? I'm an easy target.
Yeah, so the passengers are just, at this point, made to just walk across.
Yeah, because that happens. Hey, I think Ernest goes to the train station.
So the Bears actually... ended up being 11-4 that season when they were talking about...
In 87?
Yeah.
How about those Bears?
They were not going to go all the way.
Look at that bus, man.
I think that's an Eagle. On first glance, it looks like a GM Scenic Cruiser, but it is not.
We got a random kid running around with...
Yeah, random kid on a GoPro nowadays would be like a 50-cent video.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a normal time lapse on your Greyhound.
What, has it got pinwheels or whatever?
And then there's this, the 80s couple making out. That's gross.
Yeah. Why couldn't she be the
too,
leader?
Too much PDA.
A little bit.
A little bit.
What's up on the wall? It's like...
Fungus?
Yeah. Ugh.
It's like a formica.
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, she's making eye contact. Busted.
You got busted.
How dirty that window is.
Riding a bus, that's something that's not on my bucket list and I've never done. I mean, I've taken charter buses.
I was gonna say charter bus.
But not like, I'm going to go on a trip by bus. It's always been just because it was part of the
thing. Dude, tighter than Tom Thumb's ass.
Amtrak.
Apparently,
is bad enough.
We're supposed to think they just fucked because they're both smoking. Because apparently that's what you do.
Back on the bus, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have a sing-along here. What's your favorite song to sing on a bus?
Here you go. It's Three Coins in a Fountain by Sinatra.
I got one. You got one. Neil Badger's got one. Three coins in a fountain. Each one seeking happiness.
Throwing by three hopeful lovers. No, no.
I always think of that scene in Bull Durham where he sings Women They Get Weary or, yeah.
And then they're rolling into what, Kansas City?
Page. He's a page.
Page out of history.
Hit the Flintstones.
And it's not even like a Greyhound.
No, that's a weird looking bus.
They roll into like a trailway.
That's what the buses look like in the 60s and 70s.
We're in St. Louis now.
How do you do, man? My name is Del Griffith. I'm with the American Light.
And maybe he's pulling his ultimate scam.
Yes.
And I've got the deal of a lifetime for you.
These are some very lightweight earrings.
You ever watch 60 Minutes?
They're shower curtain rings.
Thanks.
That he's selling as earrings.
But it's the 80s, so it kind of works.
It does.
Like, it actually looks like something women would wear back then.
Absolutely, it does.
Thank you.
Everybody's wearing Madonna wrist, you know, the rubber bands and all that stuff.
Yeah. I wonder how much of this was ad-libbed.
It makes you wonder. Daryl Strawberry, you gotta make fun of him, huh?
Yeah. Matt's. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Gallagher.
Oh, Gallagher.
There we go.
Gallagher. Look at that jean jacket.
What is she? What does it say on it?
I don't even know if that's a she, to be honest.
I'm assuming it's a she. Look, but I
don't know. The posture seemed a little masculine.
Well, I was trying to look at the ass, and I shouldn't do that.
I like how grossed out Neil was to touch the payphone.
Yeah.
Too. It's disgusting.
Dude, everybody had that gray twill jacket, too. Yeah. That was a thing.
She kind of has a Punky Brewster look.
She does a little bit.
What's with the Miami Sound Machine? In
well, I wondered about that. Nice earrings.
I mean, not just a little bit.
Like 15, 18?
18 or 19.
Give me your money. You don't see the landscape wallpaper anymore, do you?
No, a lot of murals, no. That one looks like it's cigarette smokes.
So. I had some dentist offices that I went to that had decor like that. It's like, oh, I'm going to pretend I'm on a lake while I'm having a filling put in.
Sitting here in this room getting tortured. We had one in our guest room of our house we just bought. I drywalled right over it.
Ah, we're going to crack open some Damien, Child of Darkness from Surly.
Fantastic. Is the bow tie a bit much on Del?
It's all about the stereotype, I think.
Yeah.
And the sweater.
I mean, the sweater, you know, I could see that. It's winter, but like the sweater, bow tie, and the...
There's a lot going on.
The coiffed hair there.
And the stash. Don't forget the stash.
He does smoke a lot in this
one. He does. Yeah, that's... Yeah,
and you're not going to see... I think, don't film companies get fined now for showing instances of smoking?
That's a real thing?
I would think in the new movies, you're correct. I think in the old movies, so. Nothing to do.
Yeah, back in the day, they didn't give a shit. But, you know, now you can't promote smoking to the youth of America. Which, hey, I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. And I grew up watching these movies.
I smoked one or two. It was awful.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't work on everybody. But, yeah, this is the Child of Darkness Ale. I believe we featured this on one of the Drunken Lullabies episodes around the triple digits. It's got some roasted malt, dark brown sugar, and hop aromas reminiscent of tangerine and pine.
I think this is on draft. It's a Blue Duck, too.
Dry hopped black ale. I did an episode with them as well.
It's quite tasty, thank you. Okay, so this is where Neil just tells him, like, screw you.
Yeah.
This isn't happening. I'm going to go my own
Frig
way.
Frig off.
There's a diner up in Fort Madison that we go to all the time on our way to Thanksgiving. Looks just like this. I love it. Yeah.
Paneling.
Never change one.
His pants and sweater.
Those red pants are
match.
And I like how pissed, like, he just basically got told, you're a piece of shit. I'm done with you. And he takes it fairly well.
Right.
Yeah. We got there a tempo.
That is
Oh, that's the dude from Weird Science.
Yep.
Drink it.
Yeah. Tempo, Grand Am. That's a Buick Regal.
I had a Tempo.
Did you?
Yep.
They were pretty solid cars, actually.
Sable. A Sable GS.
You know, and gone.
So he gets the K car. That's the best part about this whole thing.
Yeah. He starts out with, like, the premium, and then he gets the shit.
Yeah. Do you remember the whole thing with Lee Iacocca and this car he gets?
No.
Okay, so Iacocca figured out that he could get more cars on a transport if he made them a little bit smaller. So these body style, they're Reliant and cars like that. Uh-huh. I'm trying to remember what else.
The Aries.
Aries, yeah.
Caravelle.
Yeah,
the Dodge 600.
Those cars they could make more of and they could fit more of them in a space. It was part of the deal on them.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a Toyota right there.
There's some Ferris Bueller-esque right there. Music.
Too. Yeah.
Look at that. Celica like Corolla right there.
Little yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Some record scratching. So he just freaks the hell out. By the way, the bus that the rental car agency had, like Peoria had those buses.
Really?
Until like 5-6 years ago. They were a GM RTS bus. And they also were part of the Walt Disney World Transportation System.
Oh, okay.
For many, 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 many years.
I always took the monorail. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Monorail. Monorail. Wide-legged town car, space V5.
So he's walking all the way back to the airport now. And he's going to visit Mrs. Poole from the Hogan family.
This scene...
Otherwise known as the secretary from Ferris Bueller.
Right here. That freaked my
shit
out.
Yeah. That is really close.
Could die.
Because even as a stunt guy... You gotta
and how
make
is
sure
he
you
on...
run over.
Well, how is he on the tarmac there?
It's pre-9/11.
I guess so. So here we go. This is... this scene alone is the reason for the rating.
Yeah, exactly. So I try to show some of my kids that the F-bombs that like get dropped right here are amazing.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
And I guess in New Zealand, this movie still maintained a PG rating.
She's the Ferris Bueller queen.
Yeah.
Edie McClure.
Yeah. She's a righteous dude.
All the tweaks, dreams, and
tweeting.
She's planning Thanksgiving dinner. Which makes no sense if this was
Sloan
a vampire
Peterson's
movie.
Dad right. is on line one. Yeah.
Well, watch your mouth this time. Gobble, gobble. Straight Minnesota. Straight up Minnesota.
Yeah, she does have Minnesota written all over.
And we're drinking a beer from Minnesota.
Yeah, we are.
It works.
Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Yes.
Here we go.
Start by wiping that fucking dumbass smile off your rosy fucking cheeks.
And this is why the kids have never seen this movie.
Yeah. Fucking automobile. A fucking Datsun. A fucking Toyota. A fucking Mustang. A fucking Buick. Four fucking wheels and a seat.
I really don't care for the way you're speaking to me.
And I really don't care for the way your company left me in the middle of fucking nowhere with fucking keys to a fucking car that isn't fucking there. And I really didn't care to fucking walk down a fucking highway and across a fucking runway to get back here to have you smile at my fucking face. I want a fucking car right fucking now.
Do you have your rental agreement?
Yeah, I see your rental agreement.
I threw it away.
Oh, boy.
Boy, what?
You're fucked.
Anybody who's worked retail would appreciate
just
that.
Just customer service in general.
I've been there across the counter from this person. Yeah. I could feel the pain, but you put yourself in a position where I can't help you.
Yep. And this is great, too. The taxi scene.
Oh, apparently those sirens are actually here. I thought they were in the movie for a little bit.
Are you gonna help me or are you gonna stand there like a slab of meat with mittens?
Bam!
The eye flutter.
Oh.
There we go, the K car.
Getting squirrely. So there's two times he almost got run over.
As a stuntman.
I think Hugh says the
and
thing
it takes him a long time to recognize him.
He likes green panel vehicles.
Just a minute, okay?
Also, the K car makes an appearance in Ferris Bueller with Jeannie's mom.
You're right.
With the wagon.
Right. Yeah.
Where she almost lost the damn deal to the Vermont people.
Yep.
Didn't you see we got an injured man down on the street? Now I'll move my car. But I want you to help him up.
But my old Land Cruiser.
My dad. Oh, he's going to grab him by the dick.
That scene is fantastic.
Here's your Corolla. And Sid.
I've flown out of O'Hare, luckily. Never grabbed in the dingus.
No. My brother had a K-car. And
look at those hubcaps.
A couple years in, the body like rusted away from the frame and like slid sideways. It was a pretty awful.
Now, why is it called a K-car?
It was just the nomenclature for the body style. I don't know. They A, B, C, D, different body styles.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
His voice change.
I love the green screen in the background too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I like this is where it becomes like a true road film.
Because they're in the country of Illinois.
Yeah, but how do you go from St. Louis to Chicago and cross a bridge like that?
No, you don't.
You don't. And that's what comes
that's with suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
But as Illinois natives, we are aware of things.
No, as a kid.
That's at least the interstate.
I-55 opened in the mid-70s when I was a kid, maybe late 70s.
Yeah, you're not even driving Route 66.
Yeah, we drove 66 as a kid to Bloomington all the time.
So you're looking at this, you're like, it's a 5-hour trip. What are you doing, guys?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, but you know, a 5-hour trip in a car back in the 80s, there was no guarantees.
Good point.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays, no big deal. It's safer than air traffic, but you know.
The in-car entertainment was lacking, is what you're saying.
He really cannot get comfortable with these seats.
Did you guys ever grow up with power seats in a car?
Yeah. No.
My grandparents had a car, but it was like you couldn't touch it.
They had
like
a Chrysler New York.
Oh, they had their presets?
It had like two levers for the up and down, and there was like a middle bar. It was very complicated.
But that was the thing I would, you know, the parents would always say, you know, he tells, you know, you're going to break it. That's what my parents would always tell us. Don't touch it.
That's the same thing I yell at my kids. Stop using that seat all the time. You're going to break it.
Uh-oh. And he breaks
Broke it.
And I love, like, the screaming sound of the motor trying to...
How many friends do you have if they take their shoes off? It's the worst experience of your life.
I don't have any.
Don't
I'm
you?
In my house right
Are
now
you
and
serious?
I have my shoes on.
Oh my god.
I would never do it and I hope none of me.
I've had a couple friends that my parents had like a no shoes policy in the house.
Okay.
But this one friend who showed up, he can keep his shoes on. They were that bad. Oh god. It was horrible.
Is this pre odor eaters?
Oh yeah, this is mid 80s, late 80s.
Okay.
It was awful.
That sucks.
Are you trying to start a fight? No, I'm simply stating a fact. That's all. You fidget with your nuts a lot.
Love that laugh.
Oh, that's real humor. What would make me happy is if you give your mouth a rest.
My pleasure.
Like a little silence.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And part of me said, there's not enough... Not enough John Candy role. I mean, think of John Candy if he would have lived to today, what the roles he could have filled.
Mm-hmm.
But what has Steve Martin done in the last 10 years?
He's done a lot of, like, corporate retreat entertainment stuff for, like, shareholders of GE. He's turned into a piece of shit.
But he's a funny guy. He should have done movies. Where the hell has he been?
Remember he did Shopkeeper or whatever in, like, the Claire Danes movie? It was based on a book that he did. And he's like, I'm an author now. Like, he's turned into a real douche.
Really? Really?
He thinks he's... The comedy stuff is beyond me. I've done
I know there's like a Facebook ad that comes up all the time. If you want a master's education in comedy or something like that, the Steve Martin thing comes up. You
can
learn from Steve Martin how to do comedy.
Born Standing Up.
Is it any good?
I haven't read it yet.
I just think he's gotten too...
Oh, the mess around.
Yeah, this is a great song. Every time I hear this song on like an oldies channel or something, I think of this scene. Da-da-da-da-da.
He plays some digital too.
Mm-hmm. Play some dashboard piano. I play steering wheel drums.
That's a good instrument.
That's what I play. With my thumbs. I got the hi-hat on the one and the snare on the other. I get a little more involved than some people.
It works. In the shoulder all over.
Yes, yeah, I love it.
Because we've all been there.
Yeah, a little bit. I usually keep it on the steering wheel.
Mm.
Our piano tune is the Uncertain Smile, if anybody knows that reference.
I love the wheel covers on the car, too.
Has he got covers on it?
Well, like the wire wheels with like the giant
spinners. Oh, yeah, yeah, no, yeah, I see. Yeah, I love the way they stuck out about 6 inches.
Yeah.
I drove a Mercury Cougar the other day. It was like a mid-70s model.
Yeah?
Holy Christ, it was like a spaghetti string for the steering wheel. And all I could think is, if you got an accident and that thing hit your teeth,
yeah,
they're gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
We driving a mid-70s Mercury Cougar for you.
A customer, yeah. I just brought it in to show it off.
Oh, that's cool.
It was fun. The hood was as long as our car.
Oh, it's like an 8-foot hood.
I hate trying to take my jacket off while driving. Yes, and
this is a thing.
This movie did not help with that.
And that knob is legit.
I don't do it if I'm driving by myself. If Brianna's sitting next to me, I'll be like, grab that sleeve? I'm going to pull my arm out.
It is a two-person job. And there's been times where I've tried to do it and almost, you know,
yeah,
gotten a little accidente.
Right.
And I'm like, this is the worst way to die.
Yeah. It is.
Taking the coat off.
He just...
Of course, he's acting like a moron, but...
Yeah.
How Steve Martin is...
You could just pull over real quick and take it off and get back on the road, but...
And I like how there's like 20 knobs on the
right,
seat.
Yeah.
He just catches everything.
Is that accurate? Do those vehicles have...
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't see it. Oh, that round
knob. There's one on each side.
Yeah, no. That round knob and then that little lever.
Yeah.
Legitimate knobs. Now, whether or not that car had it, I don't know.
You're a legitimate knob.
Yeah. Thank you. Are you talking to me? I resemble that remark.
Oh, and steering with your dick. That's always a good way to go.
He's talking himself off a ledge.
Just thinking, I would probably be trying to wake him up.
Yeah, hey,
I think
we can solve this in 3 seconds,
right? So that's
but
where's the humor in that, right?
Then it would be a 20-minute film, and this poor Chrysler just gets the shit kicked out.
The double foot brake stomp, which turned the wipers on.
Yeah, your turn.
Oh, we almost hit a deer, that's all.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Yes, I'm fine.
It's getting pretty hot in here. You ought to take your bark off.
Yes, I will.
Dun, dun, dun. And this is the other epic part of this journey.
Dude, we were drove past McQuets the other day. We were coming across the Pekin Bridge into Pekin. Somebody turned out of McQuets and turned left and started heading towards the Pekin Bridge the wrong way.
Yeah, that's not good.
Legitimately, just like this moment here, I'm like flashing and honking at them, and they did turn around halfway up the bridge. But holy crap,
they figured it out.
And you can't hear anybody across an interstate.
60 mile an hour?
No.
I like how indignant he is.
I love the fact they're saying
some Joker wants to race. Yeah, it doesn't dawn on him.
This is ridiculous.
All right, come on. Let's go. Let's go.
Put your window down.
You want something?
Probably drunk.
You're going the wrong way. What? You're going the wrong way.
In unison.
You're going the wrong way.
Oh, he's drunk. Yeah, how would he know?
Thank you. This right here.
Yeah, drinky, drinky.
You're going in the wrong direction! Mm-hmm. You're going to kill somebody!
Oh snap.
This is where they turn into skeletons.
Come on,
out of the skull. The skull. This has got like some Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Little Tim Burton March. Shit going on there, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
It's really not John Hughes the way he did that right there.
The fingers stuck in the dash there. And I tried to figure out how they did that. It melted with a torch or something?
Right. It's probably not a real dash. And
the steering wheel's bent forward.
Totally fucked. That's not that hard to do, honestly, in a car like that.
No.
Yep, you never... You probably wouldn't purposely try
to... No, that not so much.
Yeah.
That's going to decrease the trade-in value.
It would. Another crap scare all over.
Bam. Oh.
Yep. Yeah. Watch out for that shit. Yeah, we know that our stuff's in the middle of the road.
That's a beautiful green. I love it.
What would you call that?
Pea green?
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like split pea soup. Yeah. Exorcist green.
Yeah. Probably not get their deposit back on that one.
I would not think so.
Sad part is, it was a nice little car back in the day.
Too bad they don't know Spicoli. His dad's got a garage of tools.
What'd you say? Nice car. There's still some people who cruise around a convertible cars. I see them.
And that's a turbo one. That's a little turbo 2.2 or 2.5.
What does that matter at that point? I mean, really.
They're not bad. They're not bad.
What's a turbo matter? It's still a fucking K car with a drop top. I mean, you're just going to putt around 25, 30 miles an hour anyway.
There's a guy with a turbocharged caravan that runs 12.8s up at, Cordova?
Okay.
Which is hilarious.
Okay. So if he's going to Cordova, that's a whole different thing.
Right.
But this person's not showing up at Cordova with that.
No, okay. That's right. A little Fast and Furious reference for you there.
I haven't seen most of those.
They're terrible. They're all
the worst. The one where it takes him basically 30 miles of runway is like the worst movie ever.
Yeah. And he shifts gears 20 times.
That's when I was done. Because I'm like doing the math in my head. I'm like, wait a second. They've been on this runway for 8 minutes.
Yeah.
How long a runway do they have for this Russian plane to get off?
I didn't realize planes were involved in Fast and Furious.
Oh, they are.
They drag race planes.
And submarines, too.
Submarines. There's like 8 of them.
Wow.
Where does Taylor Swift play into them?
She's haunting my dreams.
Chicago is still 102 miles away.
So they're about where?
Pontiac?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We're trying to figure out, like, geocaching. They're at the 116 exit.
Yeah, that's exactly. Not good.
And their shit's on fire.
Hmm.
And at this point, though, they laugh. Like, it's a...
Yeah. it's the... I'm about to lose my fucking mind laughter, which... We've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parents more so, I think, than people without...
What? You finally did it to yourself. I mean, good luck turning the car. They're going to be happy to pick this shit.
What even started the fire?
His cigarette.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you ever think, like, how lucky we are because we all grew up in the Midwest that we can, like, look back at all these references, all these places, we know all this. Imagine if you're in New York or L.A. and you grew up watching these movies. You might have, like, a similar thought
when
you like these movies. But we have, like, a mental tie to every spot where these guys go and a lot of this stuff.
It's very true.
Midwesterners are nicer, too.
Well, and I think we get the humor. The humor's timeless. It's classic. It's funny. But it's also, there's enough little nuggets there that, I don't know, it just speaks to us.
Right? I would say John Candy is a Midwestern icon. I mean, I think everybody from Denver to Ohio probably has a John Candy identifying movie, you know? Like I said, Steve Martin's so disappointing because he could do so much.
Kindness? Kindness? You stole it!
And in John Candy, born on Halloween, in Canada.
1950?
1950, exactly, yes. And died at the age of 43 in Mexico.
back in 1994. What movie he's been was gone over 21
what
years.
What movie was he working on when he died?
Wagons East.
That's right.
Terrible movie. His last meal was Mexican spaghetti, which was basically chili mac. I don't know why I know that.
It's every time we go to a Steak and Shake, you're like, oh, this could be my last meal.
Give me my Mexican spaghetti. I never know what's going
to
happen.
Well, he was also in Canadian Bacon. I'm trying to remember which came out first.
Oh, I remember.
Wagons East or Canadian Bacon.
Wagons East had the guy from Friends in. And then,
Matthew Perry.
Yeah, that was his last movie he was going to
appear. And then before that, it was Cool Runnings.
Okay, now this, the El Rancho, I drove past this every day when I lived up north.
Where's that?
It's off of US 41 and Dilly's Road in Gurnee or Wadsworth.
Oh, really?
When you go to Great America to ride some roller coasters,
yeah,
you can stay at the El Ranchero.
It is, for the longest time, it looked exactly like this, totally unchanged. And then about 10 years ago, it got under new management, and I don't think it's open anymore. It's like one of those places where they divvied it up into like slum apartments.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, because it was a
look at those seats.
Yeah.
It's right next to a biker bar that's been there for about the same amount of time called the Fat Man Inn.
I'm trying to tell what that certificate says. Something.
I don't know, but John Candy's look in the background is. Oh yes, this is great.
The guy at the register too.
That's why you keep your wallet in your pocket.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it was at.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who is he?
He's the guy who played Izzy in Miami Vice.
No, he's done other stuff. What else has he been in?
Well, let's consult.
Yeah, let's
here
do
we
it.
Go. I'll find it.
Please.
These aren't credit cards.
That's a cheap room.
Yeah, even $42.50 in 1987 dollars is...
No, we've definitely got better deals nowadays. I think you overpaid back then. A lot more selection.
Definitely. He's pleading with him.
Yeah, look at the teeth of everybody. The teeth of the guy waiting and Steve Martin's teeth. That doesn't happen anymore, does it?
No, they're all pretty busted.
Straight, yeah. Heaven forbid you have something imperfect about you.
You know who else has bad teeth? Well, just twisted, weird teeth? Kevin Costner.
Really?
Watch the courtroom scene in JFK. There's one tooth that is
like 1995.
This guy's name is Martin Ferrero. He plays second hotel clerk. He's Gennaro from Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Who gets eaten on the turlet?
Who gets eaten on the turlet by a T-Rex.
Good call.
Yeah, that's right. He was the lawyer. Okay.
He actually did his own voice for the video game Lego Jurassic World. That's his most recent credit.
My schedule's free.
Air Bud 3.
Yeah, there he is again.
Did an episode of Nash Bridges. Get Shorty. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Oh,
he did 23 episodes on Miami Vice.
Is
he? Oh, wow.
Is
he? Strong.
And, that's pretty much it.
I have $17.
Five episodes of Hill Street Blues.
I'm going to have to say goodnight. Look at those rooms. Is that Roy Orbison on the wall?
Yeah, I would appear. That's Roy Orbison. I would think it is, yeah.
It's a velvet Orbison, which is not something you see often.
It's like a little beaver chewing on the tree to the left there. What is that?
Yeah, on the lamp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice. Well, I like the lock. Calls. Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's a classic
place. She had one speaking line?
No, I like to think my wife is always like that whenever I'm away on a business trip, that she's just pining away. Pining is the word of the day.
No. That's probably not happening.
Probably not.
Okay, here's the other moment where, even as a kid, I was like...
She's third on the credit list here.
How?
And she's barely said anything.
She seems like she'd be like an Estee Lauder or Ralph Lauren model.
Yeah, she's a hand model, maybe.
From St. Paul, Minnesota. This is her biggest movie.
Naturally.
Which isn't saying much. She's been in 70 of them.
Wow.
And she's barely in this one. Still acting to this day. I'm looking for something that...
Is she a pining wife?
Yeah.
Rolling around the bed?
She was in Homeland for 12 episodes. Oh. That was a fairly decent series.
That's decent.
There's
a little self-realization moment here where he's just kind of coming to terms with the fact that he maybe doesn't have the greatest human quality.
Yeah. John Hughes does this. Every movie about three quarters way through, you know, with this Cameron, you know.
I'll tape your buns together.
But and it's always with the music.
Oh, yeah, I like the music. This is St. Elmo's Fire.
He's just sitting out there in the snow.
Okay, and if anybody wants to Google this song, it's by a group called Book of Love.
Oh, I love Book of Love.
Okay, it's called like Mogdalani or Mogdani, Mogwai. It's something.
Mogwai, yes, I think that's it.
M-O-G something. It's like Mogdani or something. And it is, you can find it on YouTube. Okay. It's like an 8-minute song. It's amazing.
All right. So Book of Love did a song called I don't Know Why I Love You, and that's a great song too if you like them.
They at the same time, I give John Hughes a lot of credit. John Hughes usually
he had his finger on the pulse.
He did grab current pop culture stuff,
because these guys, I think in 87 when this was filmed, they were touring with Depeche Mode. They were like an opener for Depeche Mode.
Yes, and he was like in with that. I mean, I always loved him because he was Oingo Boingo was a band that he kind of grabbed on too.
Weird Science, yeah.
Good stuff. So mad props to John Hughes. I'll drop this out there
rest
too.
Rest in peace.
Mrs. John Hughes used to shop at Crate and Barrel where my mom was a manager at Northbrook Court, which is where they filmed the mall scene in Weird Science where they dumped
the slushy on
Robert Downey Jr.
For once, I don't feel like a total asshole.
Anthony Michael Hall whips his hair back.
Yes.
It's like an amazing scene, yeah.
Yeah, Mrs. John Hughes was, she liked the Crate and Barrel quite a bit.
She liked the Malaccas.
Mm-hmm.
So they were 100 miles from Chicago, and they're stuck in a hotel again. Yeah.
And now they're drinking Doritos and liquor.
This scene was great, too. And even today, it's just like, it kind of, like when you're hanging out with your guys at like a whatever you're doing out of town.
Have some rum, man.
This is what you do.
I re, man.
Like a mad moment.
Just bad decisions. It's almost like summer camp.
Yeah,
you know? A little bit. Yeah.
Might be the paneling that has you thinking that way.
A little bit.
Going up dead and buried. All I'm going to have around here to prove that I was here was some shower curtain rings that didn't fall down. Great legacy, huh? At the very least.
It's more than some of us might have.
Yeah.
Got a woman you love to grow old with, right?
Ouch.
You love her, don't you? Love is not a big enough word. It's not a big enough word for how I feel about my wife. To the wives. To the wives!
Your wives!
Is he Smirnoff?
I can't tell. They're too little.
He's Bacardi.
He's Bacardi. I don't think I've drank enough miniature bottles Jamaican. In my life.
The little airplane bottles of booze?
Yeah, that are probably back then still $5.
Like the wagon, the
there's
kind of
so many
wagon lamp.
Empty wrappers there.
Yeah, I love it. He bought a whole case of them.
Yeah.
As much trouble as I've had on this little journey, I'm sure one day I'm going to look back and laugh. You think so?
And I've had this moment with my cousin on our road trip. We talked at 3 a.m. in some hotel in Georgia, and we are giggling like little kids in our beds because what happened was we went to check in to the hotel, and there's like this South African guy, and he comes out from the lobby or like from manager's office, and he's got like white shit on his hands. This is like in the middle of the night, and my cousin says nothing. But the guy, like, has a moment of self-realization. He's like, oh, no, it's just cock. Which, again, in his accent, doesn't make it sound any better.
No, that's still great.
So,
comedy gold.
Yeah, so that happens. We get in our room, and we've been driving for, like, 9 hours or longer. Out. Yeah, and we're, like, ready to go to Florida tomorrow. And we're just laying there, and we just keep going, oh, no. It's just cock. It's just cock. And it became a holiday between us. Like, we will text each other, be like, hey, it's just cock day.
See, Steve Martin, okay, so the guy is a physical comedian. When you watch, like, The Man with Two Brains or Dead Men Wear Plaid, I mean, the guy, he really was a great comedian and a great comic actor.
Yeah.
And he
played a hell of an evil dentist.
Yeah, in the Little Shop of Horrors. But happened after he started directing. He did that movie with, oh my God, Kenneth Branagh's wife.
Emma Thompson,
where he was like a weatherman or something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't think he ever really did dick after that.
No. Well, he got too full of himself. He started.
Well, he started. He did the Cheaper by the Dozen movies.
Those went, were. And the Pink Panther. I don't count any of that. Because to me, that was
he
a
went
Disney.
The family.
He
route.
Went to Disney and he got the paycheck from Disney. He collected his millions of dollars and hasn't done dick.
That car is
arm turn signal.
Like
those
the
tires
wheels.
Are wobbling big time.
It's also kind of like in the original Family Vacation, National Lampoon Vacation, where the family structure is completely beat up. It's the same thing.
You're right.
I don't know how Aunt Edna on the roof at that point. They're going way too fast on that, don't
they? That's fair. Yeah, you got 55 or below.
Yeah.
Is that John Hughes?
Kind of.
Doing a cameo?
Kind of looked like Susan Sarandon in the passenger seat there. 80s.
Is that Tim Robbins driving? I didn't see.
Maybe.
Nuke Lelouch?
And the police officer here?
78. You shouldn't get pulled over for that nowadays.
Have you done the Blues Brothers?
What?
The movie?
What about
Drunk,
it?
Drunk in the Movies?
We have not done it yet.
Oh,
no.
Man. Come on.
Well, hey, we've only been doing this for like...
a year.
No. You Drunk at the Movies is only...
You do like
20-some episodes.
You do like four
deep.
A week.
No.
Come on.
Yeah, right?
The cop here is Spinal Tap veteran
Michael
McKean.
Yeah.
Who's also in one of my favorite films, which
there
happens to be...
Fire last night, but we caught it in the nick of time.
This one.
You have any idea how fast you were going? Funnily enough, I was just talking to my friend about that. Our speedometer's melted, and as a result, it's very hard to say with any degree of accuracy exactly how fast
we were. He's being honest.
78 miles an hour. 78, huh? Well, yeah, I could buy that. Sure, I guess. So, you know,
no roof, no nothing. Yeah. The car's
full of snow.
Mm-hmm. Safe for highway travel? Yes, I do.
That's what you have to answer that question.
I know it's not pretty look.
I love the hat strap under the chin there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no outside mirror. No, we lost that. No tension engages. No, not a one. However, the radio still works.
Clear as a bell.
As that may seem, with all this mess, that the radio is the only thing that's really working good, and it's clear as a bell. Don't ask me how.
What actor played Nigel in the...
Yeah, let you go ahead. And
oh, that's Harry Shearer.
Oh, no. Okay, so who played the one who said...
Christopher Guest.
Christopher Guest.
Yes.
So anything that's Christopher Guest has Michael McKean in it.
Okay, officer.
Best of Show.
Waiting for Guffman.
Yeah, Waiting for Guffman, yeah.
Better Call Saul. Just kidding, that's not his.
I won't argue with you one iota, but he's in that. I swear. However, you impound our car. I'm going to be unable to get my friend here home in time for his Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow, wow. House.
And there goes the car.
I do wonder where this is filmed.
I do too.
It looks like Woodstock or something.
That's where Groundhog Day was filmed.
So you got the Opera House. I have to Google this one.
I wonder if it has location information here.
Nude and things. Do you think that's a strip bar, or what do you think nude and things is?
You might be out of something. Ashkenagan?
It's free and it's non-stop. I tell you I was going to get you home? I don't care, just so the heater's working.
He's kind of funny about...
He's a little freaky about people riding up in his cab.
How did he get a black eye?
You can't sit there.
Yeah,
I just noticed this.
Yeah, that wasn't...
I don't know.
Beach rocking, huh?
And then the Book of Love song makes a comeback here.
Right.
As they're crisscrossing the prairie.
This had a budget of about $30 million, went on to make $49.5 million.
$30 million seems pretty strong to make this.
It does.
It must have been the special effects when the plane was
right.
Yeah, it was
the green screen in the windows.
Yeah.
The truck rental.
Let's say, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, it's Ashkenagan.
Ashkenagan.
Which is like a Sargento ripoff or something, or like.
I mean, we're talking
one of those ride ships.
You gotta be like 60 miles from Chicago. I mean,
yeah, that's kind of what
look
I.
Look at that skyline.
Yeah,
that doesn't even look real.
No,
actually.
It doesn't. It should be off to the left, like you're gonna. Oh, LaSalle and Van Buren.
And here's another scene where you know you just cry. As
yeah.
An adult.
Hey, next time. Let's go first class, all right?
God, I hope there is no next time.
I know what you mean.
That wasn't Woodstock.
Was it really?
Yes.
Boom.
Wow. 101 North
County.
Johnson Street, Woodstock. And then LaSalle Van Buren Station. And then the next location is in Kenilworth.
Right, baby.
Very nice place.
Yeah. In the El Rancho Motel, Highway 41, Gurnee.
And a little late, couple days.
Good eye.
I'm a little wiser too.
Give my love to Marie.
Me too. Happy holidays.
See, he's like, he's sad.
I love the family, will you? Same to you. Maybe I'll get a chance to meet him.
It's John Hughes. That's what he does.
Yeah.
He like evokes all emotions out of you.
Yeah. You have a happy Thanksgiving. Hey, you know it.
There's no fucking way this was a vampire movie.
No.
That's the funniest thing I've learned tonight. Seriously.
I don't know who put that shit on IMDb, but that's ridiculous.
That's like a Wikipedia entry where nobody could, like, declassify it, you know?
Worst Wikipedia entry I saw was when Dom DeLuise died.
Yeah.
It was, like, 2 minutes afterwards, and it was, like, you know, death. Dom DeLuise passed away, blah, 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 due to his heart exploded due to epic fatness. It was
I thought you were going to say laughing at Burt Reynolds. Because that's all he did.
Have you done Cannonball Run yet?
No.
I got to be involved with that
one. Right.
I snuck into a theater in the backseat of a car in a drive-in.
Drive-in
theater? To see that movie, so.
Oh, he's thinking of his family.
The nice
look at that bull cut.
Oh, that child who wasn't there earlier.
Yeah, we never saw that kid before.
We got a pie.
Man, she's a pie cooking.
Steamy pie. We're painting a turkey.
Real candles? Which was double wicked? What was that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. You know what? This montage here, this is like what I think of my childhood. It didn't happen that way, but this is what I think.
Yeah.
Do you ever sit on a train and like...
Smile?
A smile.
Think of John Candy kissing her.
Yeah, laugh.
Sometimes.
To nothing.
As I'm sitting next to the guy on the L who's pissing into a McDonald's cup under a blanket, looking at me with a fish eye.
Where are you traveling again?
Somewhere in the city.
My wife likes me.
Oh, what? I'm thinking now.
Absolute
mental. Got a woman you love to grow old
with.
This is Book of Love again?
This is not. I don't know who this is.
I've been home in years.
You know it's serious because it echoed.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
finally hit him.
Put it together.
He's homeless.
Yeah.
He stands on the corner.
Now, how did he get off at the same stop on the same train? That doesn't sound right. He would have to cross over to the other side of the tracks.
Not because he's on the L in the metro.
Loop around.
He obviously didn't take it out to the suburbs.
Yeah.
Dylan, what are you doing here?
You got some explaining to do.
Explaining.
Dell does have a nice sweater vest collection.
Yeah, when did he put that on?
He changed.
He took a hobo bath in the sink.
Never change, Dell. Never change.
I don't have a home.
Still got a black eye there if you didn't notice. A little bit dark.
Yeah, he does.
See that?
That's part of the 3-hour version. We'll find out.
Yeah, uncut. Yeah, I think John Hughes is getting ready to release that.
Posthumously.
It's in his will to release it. Mm-hmm. It's like with the JFK tapes.
It is. It'll be 26.
He directed JFK. I thought it was Oliver Stone all this time.
The tapes.
Oh. Sorry.
The blessing. Jesus.
Oh. And then we've
got.
It's
like the Say Anything moment where they hold up the, you know, the record.
They're holding up his trunk.
Yeah.
Steamer trunk.
And this isn't the original version of this song.
No.
This is not Paul Young.
Every Time You Go?
Yeah. It's somebody else. It's one line of the song.
It was cheaper to do it this way.
Yeah.
Whenever I drive past the houses on Forest Hill, by the way, this is what I think. I think this is Neil Page's house.
You know what I would think? I think this would sound great, sung by Michael Caine from Muppet Christmas Carol.
This one?
Yeah,
I think so. Inside joke. I feel so left out.
How would that song sound?
I don't know. I don't know all the lyrics. I just know the chorus.
That's all you really need.
Look at her dress. Look at grandma's dress.
Every time. No, I can't do it.
Every time you go away, you take a piece of me with you.
You take a piece of me with you.
Ah.
She still hasn't said a fucking
word. Yeah, she hasn't.
She doesn't need to, guys.
Because she has a five head?
She's got a steamy look, man. She's got a steamy look.
No, she's like 80s attractive.
Yeah, is she? Definitely.
Not the 80s attractive I was into.
Throw a bed for eating crackers.
No, this is 80s suburban Chicago. Like,
five? Are you calling that a five head?
It is up
a little
there.
Back. Oh, she finally said something. Enough to be third bill on IMDb thing.
And she shops at Lord & Taylor.
Yeah. She's very, very loose, hanging clothes there.
Away. Away?
You take a piece of me with you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
This is a great movie.
It is.
Did he just cry? I just noticed that. He kind of had a little moment.
Yeah.
Aww. A little soft focus on Candy there.
Candy cry. And he had they end the movie on a freeze frame of him, and it's the same one from Uncle Buck.
Yep.
What?
Yep. Where he's just smiling.
Go on. So
Uncle Buck, he's got the hand up like this though, right? He's
go
waving.
Free. Maybe you're too close to see.
Maybe, just maybe, you're too close to see.
Damn it! You didn't tell me to rehearse my Michael.
I can feel your body move. Yeah, it doesn't mean that much to me.
You were only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. I don't know. Michael all right. But
well,
this movie is too.
This movie is fantastic, and I hope all of you enjoyed it, and have a happy Thanksgiving. So, Daryl Groucho, thank you for sitting here and enjoying this fantastic holiday film with me today. Sharing some beers, sharing some Casey's pizza,
yes,
and most of all, sharing memories. We will self-reflect while we're riding on public transportation one day.
Always.
Giggling about all of this shit. At least I will.
It says the Pilgrims wanted. This is the vision I think they had of America.
Okay.
Of us. Us three sitting on this couch right now.
I think so.
Enjoying a movie from the mid-80s and mocking the style.
Yeah.
I think this is what they wanted.
All right. Well, we will be back next week with a new episode of Drunk at the Movies, not holiday themed, but nonetheless enjoyable. So, this is the voice saying, until next week, you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. We will see you next time.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.